This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott.
Make yourself a super reading machine with the Speed Reading Hand Video Program. Learn to read 3 to 5 times faster with better comprehension. The Speed Reading Hand Video comes complete with a powerful study guide. Order now and receive free the audio tape's super memory power and mastering concentration. All this for only $39.
Being able to read 3 to 5 times faster than normal sounds pretty amazing, right? Companies claiming to train people to read faster with no loss of comprehension or even increased comprehension have been around for decades, as have proponents of the technique. President John Kennedy claimed to be able to read 1,200 words a minute. President Carter took a speed reading course while at the White House. And as more of our daily reading has moved to the digital format, so have the tools. Now, there are dozens of apps that promise to get users to read faster. Simon Oxenham covers the best and worst from the world of psychology and neuroscience, and we found his article dispelling the myth of speed reading at The Kernel. Simon, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hello.
So, speed reading is a myth? Really?
So the study came out earlier this year, which looked at the way our eyes work and the way that we read. And what it suggests really clashes with a lot of the claims speed readers have for ways that they say they can speed up our reading.
Now, when they say speed readers say you can, we'll help you read fast, how fast is fast?
Well, your average college educated adult reads about 400 words per minute, the faster readers out there. Speed readers who have courses on speed reading will often claim that they can double that to about 800 words per minute. But there's some speed readers out there who claim that they can read way, way faster than that. There's one guy called Howard Berg who claims he can read 25,000 words per minute, which is 80 pages of text every minute.
Right, he's in the Guinness World Book of Records, I saw.
That's right. However, back when he was in the Guinness Book of Records in 1990, they didn't actually check to verify those claims. So it seems that the number that he came up with was pulled out of thin air.
Well, it sounds like the old Woody Allen joke, right? That he took a speed reading course and read War and Peace, and it was about Russia.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what are some of the techniques that speed reading courses or apps claim will help people speed read?
Okay, so for the courses, a lot of them will claim that you can zigzag down one page and up the other. And that really clashes with what we know about how our eye works, which suggests that we can see with clarity something about the size of our own thumb held at arm's length. And obviously that's very, very much smaller than a whole page of text. There's a very big difference between reading all the words on a page and comprehending them and scanning a few of those words to get the gist of what the work is about.
And I understand that there are actually competitions, speed reading champions, to determine how fast people read things. What kind of things are they able to do?
Yeah, this is something that really interested me. Wherever you read about speed reading, whether it's The Guardian, whether it's the New York Times, a lot of these big name outlets will cite certain people, for example, Howard, having records for speed reading. But when you actually look for the competitions, the websites and the information on these competitions is extremely vague. So, for example, one of the world's speed reading champions, Ann Jones, got that title in the World Speed Reading Championship. But when I actually looked at the website, only one other person has won that championship. And the World Speed Reading Championship is now defunct. It doesn't exist anymore.
So she, Ann Jones, allegedly devoured J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and the Deadly Hallows in 47 minutes. I guess she didn't have a lot of competition.
Right. And the one other person that won that competition, Bethan Ruddock, actually saw my website and tweeted me, and she said that she agreed wholeheartedly with my article and that it's completely right. She didn't use any special techniques to win that competition, and her reading speed for winning the competition was only 800 words a minute, which is within the realms of what most people might be able to read.
So what's surprising to me is that the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, got involved in contesting speed readers' claims. When and why did the FTC get into this?
I believe the FTC got involved because Berg, who was claiming to read 25,000 words per minute, was marketing speed reading courses. And Those claims that he was making really seemed very out of kilter with the research that's been done.
So they've been working on this since 1998?
Yeah, these things have been going on for a long time. Speed reading claims aren't new, and neither are the debunkings of them. But they seem to be one of those claims that doesn't seem to go away, no matter how much research gets done.
I have to say, in my line of work, I read a lot. And I feel like I actually read slowly in order to really process stuff. I want to believe that speed reading is real. I want to believe it's attainable. But can a person actually be trained to read faster?
It's quite possible that you can be trained to read faster. Whether the techniques that are alleged to help you read faster isn't something that seems to have been scientifically proven.
Simon, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Simon Oxenham, he writes about Science for Nature, Scientific American, and The Guardian, among other publications. We found his article, The Harsh Truth About Speed Reading at the Colonel. You'll find a link to read it for yourself at whatever pace you wish at wordofmouthradio.org.